There goes the hooter. It's all over. Donegal have started their 2026 National Football League campaign with a victory here at Croke Park against Dublin. The goals separating the sides. That goal of Shane Malone came in the first half. It's finished Donegal 120, Dublin 20 points. And Brendan Devaney, a good start to the campaign from Donegal. Winners here tonight in Croke Park, and fully deserving of it as well.
Yeah, this is a very interesting game, actually. And I think at half time, even the consensus was when we had done there for the soup that Donegal were going to run away with us. But we had a very spirited performance in the second half from the Dubs. He really came at us, and particularly with Luke Brathen. He was really a revelation in that half, Oisin. And with about 7 months to go, when it came back to 4 points, Dublin had two quick scores in a row. There was a bit of pressure coming on then, because you thought the next score, you could hear the hill coming alive. We were under a bit of pressure. There was loads of time then for Dublin to come right back into this, maybe get a draw or even snatch a one. It was in around their own area, and Donegal come up the pitch with the ball and managed to engineer a score. And it was maybe a lucky enough free was given us on Conor O'Donnell. I think that was a massive turning point in this game. Donegal went out to 5, and you just felt from there it was going to be very difficult for Dublin to come back and get anything from this game. So listen, yeah, some great performances out there from Donegal, and of course just Keenan McGonigal in his 100th game.
Yeah,
mighty stuff from him, and there's loads of energy and pace all throughout the team. Some brilliant stuff from Finbar Rotary in particular. Ryan McHugh in that first half getting on ball, Darrell Boyle. I'd have to say Langan, top drawer, actually a couple of scores that he kicked.
So you're man of the match tonight, Brendan?
He probably aged. I thought Ryan McHugh first half was our best player, but I think all in all, Langan, a couple of great catches out there as well. Mourinho had a good game as well, I think, but certainly, yeah, just for his composure, catch a ball, and his 2-point efforts and his all-round contribution, you would say Langan, man of the match, yeah.
Well, he's getting the man of the match award here, Michael Langan. A great performance by the St. Michael's man once again. He kicked 2 2-pointers and 2 single scores as well. 6 points in this game for Michael Langan. Gavin Mulroney kicked 2 2-pointers. He finished the night with 4, the goalkeeper. Both of those came in the opening half. Darrell Boyle had 3, a 2-pointer in there as well. What about Shane Malone? His league debut for Donegal, stepping up with that goal that he took brilliantly in the opening half as well. Ryan McHugh scored a point. Conor O'Donnell had 2. Finbar Rorty, Shane O'Donnell, Jason McGee, all getting on the score sheet. And I suppose one of the men of the moment tonight as well, Keelan McGonigal, we mentioned it there, 100 games for Donegal, and he scored a point. 10 different scores for Jim McGuinness's side today. No doubt Jim will be happy to start the campaign with a win in the opening game. It gets points on the board, Brendan.
Yeah, certainly. And you mentioned Shane Malone there. When he got that goal, actually, that we didn't think it was going to matter as much, because we thought second half of the breeze, if we keep winning as much possession and kickouts, we'll be fine. As it turned out, that goal was absolutely huge, because it gave Donegal that bit of a cushion when Dublin came back. That just kept us that bit ahead of him. We kept chipping away the scoreboard at the other end. The likes of Oisin Gallon, obviously long term Kieran Thompson, of course Michael Murphy, people to come back in their forward line. So you got to say that this forward line still operated really well. We restricted Dublin. The bit of a fear in the second half, Oisin, was when Dublin came looking for scores, the Bayonets got them. You know, we didn't really stop many Dublin attacks once they get in around inside our arc. They look very, very dangerous. So, but listen, first game, actually, so, you know, even though we played in the McKenna Cup and that, this is a step up. You know, the sides we played in the McKenna Cup weren't anywhere near that Dublin level, and you could see legs were tired late on. So a huge effort from our lads, you know, some brilliant play in there and stuff to work on. But coming to HQ in your opening game away from home to win it, that's massive, Oisin. No more than last year. Donegal just want to get stable, stay in division, make sure you're in division 1, build into the Ulster Championship. That's the name of the game.
It tees it up very, very nicely as well for next week against Kerry, coming to Ballyshannon in our first home game, Brendan.
Yeah, listen, you just said it, Oisin. What a massive game that is. Now they're home to Roscommon, of course, tomorrow. And so much talk about Kerry, the dominance, all the club final, all the club championships going there. They are the I suppose the standard bearers in football now. We can only look on with a bit of jealousy, Oisin. So listen, how much does that game matter since All Ireland final? There's certainly be a bit of spice, I think, in it. And Donegal, I want to lay bare a few of the ghosts that from that final, and certainly compete with Kerry. What can I say? They come with their usually slow starters, Oisin, after, you know, being winning in All Ireland, but they're certainly coming up to Ballyshannon looking for a couple of scores to keep that, I suppose, that bit of Indian sign over Donegal. So big game for us. I think it's the game next week everybody will want to see coming up to Ballyshannon. Really looking forward to it.
We certainly are. Many thanks to Brendan Devaney on Co-com, and also to Brendan Kilcoyne, who covered the Derry game earlier with Michael McMullen and was keeping tabs on stats and scores for us tonight as well. Listen, it's cleared up well. It's a lovely evening here now in the capital in Dublin. The wind's died down. The rain has stopped. We battled through the elements. Donegal battled through this game, and they've got themselves 2 points on the board. A super win to start 2026 for Jim McGuinness's side, as they have beaten the Dubs on their home patch. And it's always good to get a win at Croke Park as well. Final score, Donegal 120, Dublin 20 points. We'll have a reaction from this victorious Donegal camp for you shortly. Available, of course, on HighlandRadio.com, and we will be airing it on Sunday Sport tomorrow afternoon. So from the Highland team from Dublin here, we bid you farewell. Time to say good evening.